All right, up next we'll move to Washington State coach Mike Leach. The Cougars are on the road at Wyoming on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Brian Foster, Casper State Star Tribune.
Hey, Coach, just wanted to ask how much connection you still have with the town of Cody and I guess with the state of Wyoming in general, having, you know, spent a lot of time there.
Really just keep up with people there some. I did go to Cody a couple months ago. I think it was in May. But, yeah, mainly just on the phone. I'd like to get back to them more often. You know, and it really hasn't changed. It's very much like it was when I lived there.
Thanks.
And your next question comes from the line of Robert.
Hi, Coach. Just one of your thoughts of Wyoming on film. Got a game in last week against New Mexico State. What were your initial thoughts of them on film, and what stood out to you?
Really a lot of the stuff that I saw on film and saw from last year. You know, they're a tough team. They're experienced. They play together well, very fundamental. They value their technique, and they do their technique well, and they play hard. I mean, just a very basic, fundamental play together team, you know.
And our next question comes from the line of Cal Bonaguerra, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike. Wondering what your view is on how the overall or collective success of a conference impacts the individual member schools.
Say that again.
What kind of impact does the overall collective success of a conference have on the individual schools?
I don't really know. I don't know. Notre Dame's not even in a conference, so I don't really understand the question. But
okay, so for example, if the Pac-12 say sends three teams to New York Six Bowl or New Year's Six Bowls, do you think, you know, recruiting to the Pac-12 would be easier than if there wasn't as much national success from teams in the conference?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I think there's a point to where they kind of just lock into a school and they like it or they don't like it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
good. I don't know how to really gauge it or measure it, you know?
Got it. All right. Thanks.
All right.
And our next question comes from the line of Terrence Thomas, San Antonio Express News.
Coach, I'm doing a profile on one of your former players, Eric Morris. He's going to be starting his head coaching here at Incarnate Word. And I guess, what do you remember about him when you brought him in from shallow water and kind of maybe the qualities that you think will help him become a really good coach?
He always played hard. He's always one of those guys that knew all the angles on, you know, whatever it was he was doing, played inside receiver at the same time Danny Amendola did for us. But, you know, kind of one of those guys do all the tricks, is real effective on the field, extremely competitive, but competitive, knowledgeable, and really effective. Sometimes can be too aggressive, but, you know, is always pushing to get better, to learn more, all those things.
And our next question comes from the line of Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering, do you bring in inspirational speakers to talk to your team or any former players to talk to your team, like especially during fall camp? And is there anybody in particular that you like to have address your team?
Sometimes if they have a good message, like for example, General Mattis, who's from Pullman, talked to our team. which was an outstanding talk. This was before he was Secretary of Defense, like literally 2 months before, but did an outstanding job. You know, just if someone good comes through or that we feel like would be great, yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And our next question comes from the line of Brandon Foster, Casper Star Tribune.
Coach, just another Cody question for you. I guess when you were playing there in high school, you know, was that a time where you started to get a sense that coaching was something you wanted to go into, or was that something that, that came a little later for you?
No, it had, I think it really started there. So I played high school football that whole time with John McDougall, and you know, we had quite a lot of success. We were the smallest town in the biggest classification. Back then we were in the biggest classification. My sophomore year, we played Laramie for the state championship and won in triple overtime. And that was John Detai coached Laramie, who at the time was the winningest coach in high school football in America. And then the next year we played for the state championship but lost, played Cheyenne Central. And then during that time, I started coaching baseball. I coached some level of baseball, Little League baseball, Babe Ruth baseball, from ages 15 through my sophomore year in college. And that's where I, you know, really appreciated, liked coaching, and that's where a lot of that developed was at that time when I was 15 on through my sophomore year.
Gotcha. Thank you.
College, not high school, yeah.
And our next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlon Sports.
Coach, how did the job that you held in Finland come on your radar? Like, how did you end up, I guess, learning of it and accepting it? And did you just kind of go out there blind?
I think the NCAA news is either the NCAA news or word of mouth. And I was broke, but I always wanted to travel. And I was broke, but I always wanted to travel. And all of a sudden, there's this job in Finland. And they'd lost their coach late, okay? Because really, I was more or less a GA at Cal Poly. I was the assistant offensive line coach. So they'd lost their coach late. Well, I applied for it, and I was lucky enough to get it. So I was assistant offensive line coach at Cal Poly. Then I was at College of the Desert. I was coaching linebackers at College of the Desert. And I don't know, started a dialogue, and they hired me. So, and I was thrilled to death to go to Finland, thrilled to coach my own team, you know, all of it. It was a great experience. And I go back to Europe any chance I get to do camps or clinics or anything that they'll put me up to.
Thank you.
And our
time for one more question.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Hansen, Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, what can you tell us about the quarterback situation going into the game?
Well, that we got four quarterbacks, and one of them will play, and it'd be a thrill a minute to discover which one that's going to be. And so I think everyone should show up to the game and make sure that they come watch, because, you know, nationally it's going to be one of those things that's unveiled, but not until game time. And I think that there's a few opportunities that happen, you know, every couple years or even this year that, you know, you want to be there when it happens. And I think this is one of them.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it. Mike, we appreciate your time and good luck this week.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.